My name is Alexander Allison, and I'm running for assembly. I tell kids in chess class that you can't win without a plan. As in life, rarely will that plan go without meeting obstacles, which force us to make adjustments. But that doesn't mean we should abandon the plan altogether. I feel that Sitka has no plan, except to try to increase fees and tax its way to prosperity. That's not sustainable. Our citizens are shareholders, and we should always seek to return as much value to them as possible with the money they entrust us with. We do that by creating an economic environment where businesses can grow and people can find employment, which provides a living wage sufficient to afford our town's high prices. Too many businesses and entrepreneurial young people are being forced away from Sitka. We must reverse that trend. The fishing fleet has always been the economic lifeblood of this community. Despite levying ever-increasing harbor fees and various fish taxes, not enough has been done to support the fleet. Sitka needs an extensive, full-service haul-out at Sawmill Cove to support this critical segment of our economy. It will pay dividends in the form of sales tax revenue and jobs. We also need greater transparency and accountability at all levels of government. We need to know what's really happening, from the administrator's office to the finance office to the police department, and to restore protocols and oversight that reinforce their intended roles as servants to the public. Let's make a plan and win.